Today, malaria still kills 580,000 people a year, mostly in Africa, where 90% of the death and the case occur. But you know, we can prevent and cure the disease. We have no excuse to lose so many people every year.
Now tell me about this week's mission to Brussels and Ottawa.
Now that the member states are discussing the next UN development goal, it feels important for us at the Rollback Malaria Partnership and at the UN to have members of the parliaments from the malaria endemic countries, the countries who suffer of the burden of malaria, to go to meet member of the parliament of donor countries, because who better than a member of a parliament of a country who suffers from malaria can explain to their own colleague the daily burden of the disease, can explain to them that every year Africa loses $12 billion in loss of productivity because people are not going to work, to explain to them why malaria is the first cause of preventable absenteeism at school in Africa. I mean, all that is explained for the moment during this mission in Brussels at the European and the Belgian Parliament and also in Ottawa to the members of parliaments of those countries.
And what feedback are you getting from these members of parliament?
I think the communication and the dialogue between the different members of the parliament is very good, because technically they speak the same language, because they represent the people of the UN member states, they represent the people of their countries, and they speak the same language. They are very interested to meet, to ask questions and to be informed. Some of them are very surprised. For example, we were at the Belgian Parliament and the last member of the Parliament that we met says, "Oh, but I need a resolution on the Parliament. We need to do something. We need to be more active." No, I understand better why malaria is such an important problem for development and for Asia and Africa.
Now, as the international community or the UN prepares to transition from the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs, to the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, what more is needed in the fight against malaria?
We need political leadership, and the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, at the beginning of his second mandate, have listed malaria as a priority of his second mandate. We need that type of political leadership at the UN, but we also need political leadership at the member states level, from both the donor countries and endemic countries. That means that for our next set of UN development goal, we must make sure malaria is there and action is taken. You know, the donor countries since 2000 have given much more money to the fight against malaria, but the endemic countries themselves should still invest more money of their own national budget to fight malaria. That's also one of the priorities of the coming years.
And what sort of role traditional donors like Canada, Belgium, the EU, etc., play moving forward in this fight against malaria?
The US was the biggest donor worldwide, and the UK and France were very important donors to the UN agencies and to the Global Fund. They play an amazing role, and they understand that the money that they spend in the fight against malaria is money well spent. They see the return on investment. They see that it's working.
Now tell me, Ms. Verhussel, how is malaria a driver of other key development indicators?
We were talking a few minutes ago about education. Malaria is directly linked to education for many reasons. For the absenteeism at school of the children, the absenteeism of the teacher, then that's a direct link between education and malaria. Also, of course, between poverty and malaria. Malaria is mostly a disease affecting countries with poverty, but also bring additional poverty to the countries themselves because of the loss of productivity, because people don't go to work, and because they need to invest so much money today to fight the disease.
Now, as you know, Rollback Malaria facilitates and coordinates action among a broad range of stakeholders. What sort of role do non-state actors play in the fight against malaria? And what is the importance of such multi-sectoral partnerships?
It's very important. Since a few years, the UN system in a whole has been much more open to such important partnership to work together, for example, with the private sector. I think that's a win-win, because the private sector will win in such cooperation, and obviously the UN and member states will win. About the private sector has many know-how. It can bring much more than money, also ideas and know-how to the fight against malaria.